Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter will join us in a moment. He's going to recap all those futures for us, and it's coming up when we come back right after this.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
The Steffes Group is conducting a timed online auction for P&K equipment in Enid, Oklahoma. The closing date is May 5th, with a preview on May 4th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This huge online auction features tractors, combines, sprayers, mowers, balers, and much more. Get 10% off on all in-stock and stock-ordered parts on May 4th. P&K equipment is offering a JD financing rate of 3.9% on all purchased auction items to pre-qualified buyers. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on the P&K equipment online auction May 5th in Enid. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And Tom, let's talk about these livestock futures here today. You know, nice day for the feeder cattle, but live cattle had some challenges yesterday.
That's right. We did see our live cattle struggle yesterday, and they actually closed on the mixed side. And we did see a little bit of mixed trade in our feeder cattle yesterday also, but they did close on the positive side, much better than the live cattle. News-wise, it was kind of a quiet day once again for the cattle complex. We're still waiting to see what kind of cash trade we're going to see in our feed yards. But one thing that was positive yesterday was that the total box beef movement was over 200 loads for only the third time this year. So we are moving some beef out there. Now, we saw the choice box beef 83 cents higher yesterday. Select boxes were down $1.92. The total movement was 221 loads. Cattle kill yesterday estimated at 115,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 89 cents. And we also saw yesterday lean hogs close with triple-digit gains and new highs for the week. On the close yesterday, June cattle 22 cents lower. May feeders were up 70 cents. And June lean hogs $1.30 higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at these grain futures from yesterday, it ended up being a pretty nice day. It was higher across the board yesterday.
Yes, one of the few days that we've seen, Dave, where we saw everything close on a positive note. The wheat, the corn, and the soybeans all had good closes yesterday. Most of their strength came from technical buying, along with end-of-the-month positioning, and another session of lower closes for our U.S. dollar. Now, today is the final trading session for the month of April, and it's also first notice day for the May futures contracts. We saw pretty good trading volume overnight, and at the moment, our July KC wheat's 4.25 cents higher, July corn's up 0.5 cents, July soybeans 3.75 cents higher, July cotton's up 52 points, June crude oil 51 cents higher, the June dollar index down 53 cents, and the June Dow Jones futures 21 points lower.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We'll look forward to our visit again tomorrow morning. Now, that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.